Ojaswi Sharma is a national award-winning film director, producer, and screenwriter from India. He is the recipient of the Rajat Kamal Special Jury Award for the film Admitted from the 15th President of the Republic of India, Srimati Draupadi Murmu, at the 68th National Film Festival Film Awards by the Government of India. His filmography has touched upon uncovering diverse subject matters such as gender diversity and inclusion, culture awareness through Sicklins initiatives, humanitarian initiatives, healthcare, education, environment and sustainability, crime and legal awareness, social awareness, farmers' emotions, old age, women empowerment, the evolutionary impact of social media, and stories inspiring from the historical events. His next major film, Rab Di Awaaz, which will yet again uncover the untouched aspects of the social fabric of our nation, is set to release this summer. He will be in conversation with Mrs. Renuka Salwan, former Director, Public Relations, Bureau of Indian Standards and former Director, Public Relations, Punjab University. She is a hardcore public relations and communication professional with almost 36 years of experience and specializes in strategic communication for image building. Her forte also includes managing corporate reputation, media management, end-to-end planning through execution for different media activities, brand management, holistic 360-degree conceptualization of nationwide publicity programs. She has received many awards for her professional excellence. She is also associated with the Chandigarh Management Association as life member and is also the Vice President North of Public Relations Council of India. Now I would like to call upon the stage our esteemed guests along with Professor Meenu Gupta to felicitate.
And a very, very warm good afternoon to everyone. I am feeling so elated to be back in the university campus and sitting here and talking to you all. It's really a great privilege. Thanks to Dr. Akshay for giving us this opportunity today to be face to face with you on a very, very important topic with our special guest, Mr. Ojaswi Sharma, here today. And I hope we will, peel by peel, we will, learn about this multifaceted personality, about his work, about his passion, about his creativity. And I think you'll carry home a lot of takeaways after listening to him. Welcome, Mr. Ojaswi, to this show, to this LitFest in English Department of Punjab University.
Thank you so much, ma'am, and thank you so much for having me here, the English department. Even I have very fond memories of filming every road, every corridor, the student center, you name any brick on the wall of the university. I've been here and I've filmed it. So it feels great to be back here.
There is something I want to share. Maybe you will agree with me. Seeing his demeanor and his personality, don't you think that he should be in front of the camera? But he chose to be behind the camera. But I think we wish you that one day you are in front of the camera also. So with these words, I'll just share that before I start asking you about your journey, we all will agree to it that imagination gives us a picture. That is what is there in your mind. And vision gives us that impulse to make that picture your own. So that is what you have been doing. This is all about filmmaking. First of all, I would like to know about your journey, about your take on how you chose to be in the filmmaking career and what gave you this idea.
Okay, so what gave me this idea, I'll start with that. Everybody's journey starts from where you are right now. Sitting at a place and thinking and listening to a lot of people and wondering what to do in life. Whether whatever I think about my life, whether I'll be able to do it, will I be able to convince my parents? What will my friends think? I was into my graduation in engineering, and I always had a passion for photography. So it was, you know, you have an education and then you have a passion, you have a hobby, and that hobby grows very seriously onto you.
Yes.
So today we are at this Lit Fest, and still there is a photography competition out there, and I've just seen all those 10 photographs, right? So everybody has a hobby. So whenever I used to take pictures, and I was there in Bangalore for my internship, one of my friends had traveled back to Chandigarh for the placement, and I told him, and I was in no mood to take the placements. And I said, ki, I still have to discover what I have to do in life.
Yes.
So I told him, he says, ki, just main ghar ja raha hun, what do you want me to get from home? I said, don't get me mathiya or pinya. That is what our parents do send us. You know, I said, bring my camera. So I had actually spent 8 years of my pocket money saving for a camera, and bought my first camera, and that is what became my best companion to carry my memories. And I could bring my memories from any part of the country where I could travel, right? So you will have one friend of yours who is a photo maniac, you know, photo crazy. Now these days we have a concept of selfie. At those days, you know, you didn't have a concept of selfies, you didn't have that big a memory card. When we started, we shot on the roll, and we only had a counted number of photographs. So our parents used to scold us.
I'm now sure
you dare waste that roll, otherwise we are not buying you that roll. So we didn't have any opportunity to take pictures.
Yes.
And our childhood, we don't have many pictures either.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Because there were no phones that time. And
now, a day a child is born, you will have like hundreds of photographs. You know, mummy is taking photos, Masi is taking photos. Oh, first, pehla daant aa gaya hai, uski photo, you know.
Special photo shoots.
Now, there is a photo shoots. Baby shoot also happening. So, a lot of these ideas are actually inspired from films, you know. You've seen things happening in films, and that inspires you to do a lot in life. And that kind of triggered me while I was taking pictures. I said, I brought, according to me, beautiful pictures back home, but I could not bring the sound, the way the traffic moved.
Yes.
And I had to actually explain why I took these pictures. So sometimes when we hear that phrase that a picture speaks 1,000 words, I said, oh my God, now if that lady or that person will not understand those 1,000 words, how will I tell them what I was feeling when I was taking that picture? What was the aroma? What was the chattering that was happening around? So normally there is a whole process of writing a caption along with a picture, and then a whole description if you see a lot of people posting
yes.
pictures these days, right? So I said, no, now I think I need to take it to a next level. Let me bring that story wherever I go. So that was the starting point, and the starting point will have its own story of how the first film also happened. But I think this answers this part.
Yes, yes,
that
definitely.
How, what, I think the curiosity to pursue and at least try whether whatever I have dreamt to be in life, I think aapko pehla step wo leke zarur dekhna chahiye.
So actually what he meant is that yes, whatever passion you have inside, don't let it go.
Try it. At least try it. Even if you don't go till the ultimate goal, at least walk a few steps and see how it feels to be that person who will actually live that kind of life. So I just took those initial steps, and it had its own share of struggles. But then if you see it a decade later, or more than a decade later, then it's a different story altogether.
So he has a very different story now, after I think almost 10 years being
yes.
in this profession. So as I earlier said, that he's a multifaceted personality, and we will take each layer to see what all he has achieved and how he has progressed in this art of filmmaking and production also, and then marketing also. We will come slowly to all these levels of filmmaking. It is very important to know that films is all about art of storytelling. So it's as you said, you had the picture, but you had so many things coming in your mind that how to, you know, project them. So this is, I think, a first step towards entering into the bigger camera, which is known to be making a film. So please tell us about your journey, about what was in your head. Storytelling is what it is. It is all about your head, which you know, but the other person doesn't know. So then he has to bring this to you, the audiences, to see what is there in his head. And this is all about his journey. So I would like to know about the art of storytelling in your filmmaking process.
Right. Let me make this a little interesting. So storytelling is like two sides. A, sometimes you make a film and then you leave it to the audience to understand and interpret how it reacts with you, what it does with your mind. And sometimes you give a direct point of view. So storytelling is the director's, ek director ki khork hoti hai, I will say. Well, this is the story, this is the athlete I want to choose to make the biopic, or this is the real life war film that I want to show, or I want to bring something that's totally fiction, or maybe this is something that's totally real, and I want to introduce real characters, I want a certain kind of music. So there is always something brimming up even when you are part of the process. Filmmaking, more than once you begin making a film, initially it's a very creative process, but while you are making it, it's a very instinctive process. I mean, you will follow your gut feeling. Right now, according to you, you have written the best story, you have chosen the best possible person you can hire as the technicians to make the film. I mean, personally, have you, any one of you, tried making a short film or tried doing a project on a film? Can I see some hands up, those who have attempted to even write a story for a film? Anybody has attempted writing a book, writing a short story?
There you can see.
Wonderful. So how many of you, if I may ask, have actually written the story yourself, or have you entered into a process called collaborating writing? I mean, you will have 2-3 set of writers writing a same kind of a film. Have you ever tried that, or you have written the story yourself?
Ourself,
right. So the process of making the film and writing the film, that is where the game changes. One person may write the film, but then the number of people who come to make the film are like 100 times more than the person who has written the film. So then the writer says, aisa toh maine likha nahi tha jaisa ye bana hai. Because then the artist comes and says, aisa toh character dialogue bol hi nahi sakta. You have written somebody who stammers. Now if I stammer, it's going to take time. And I'm going to do that for the rest 100 days of the schedule of my whole film. If you've written a character who will limp throughout the film, then you need to find an actor who will agree to limp for the next 100 days and still look very natural. And then the cameraman will come and say, bhai ji, ye kitna limp karega? Right? Because every time this character will limp, I need to frame the shot accordingly. And then a writer, the journey of a writer may start by narrating the story to the director, or maybe just to the set of actors. But the journey, as far as I choose as a director, is to narrate the film to the entire team. I have to narrate the film to the music composer, because on what story is the music gonna be made? My cameraman is here, so we have like more than the number of seatings I will have with my actors, because they will play a certain part of the role in the whole film. But I think I will have the longest narration with my technical team, my editor of the film, who's actually going to understand how the film was written, and then how it, the process was actually shot, and then what were the deficiencies in that whole process, and then what has to be shown to the audience. So we live through the longest time of the film. So journey has been, it has been a learning curve, and I think till we continue to make films, we choose subjects. Dekho, the first thing is that you have to choose a subject that excites you first. If you write a story that you feel ye audience ko pasand aayegi par mujhe nahi pasand hai, so then you are a detached writer and a detached director, because then you are not connected to the whole story.
Yeah, it's very important what comes to your mind when you do
you have to be in love with it, right? Yes. It's like choosing a life partner. I mean, people will love how the couple looks, but if they are not happy, then it will be a failed relationship. You know, it's very similar to that. So in the end, you see, an actor will end up doing more number of films, a director in a career span, if you choose the biggest directors you have come across in life, I have come across in life, my peer mates are making films. We end up making around maybe like 15 films or 20 films in a career span, but an actor will have more than 100 films. So you have to understand who lives with the process for the longest period of the time. A writer may write a film, move on to the next film. Ye film ab ban rahi hai, let me write the next film and pitch the next production house or pitch the next publisher or get it copyrighted. But sure. The director, after choosing the story, till the day it's right there on yes. the on in the theater or in the OTT, and even if it makes the Friday ko release hone ke baad uska Monday bhi lagega ki nahi lagega, wo internet pe kab aayegi, what is the public reaction? So you are just fingers crossed.
So it's
a very growing process, yes. You know, and it evolves. Before 2020, it was a different process. After 2021, it's altogether a very different yes. process. Now, whatever we learned a decade ago, it suddenly changed. When we started making films, people said, what length are you making? I said, I'll make a short film. He said, short film, kaun dekhega? Tumhe badi film banani chahiye. तो अब हमने कहा अभी हमारे पास बजट ही इतना है जैसे यू स्पेंड कपल ऑफ लैक रुपीज़ ऑन अ शॉर्ट फिल्म फीचर फिल्म करोड़ों में बनेगी अब फिर हम फीचर फिल्म अनाउंस कर दी अरे तुम फीचर फिल्म बनाओगे अरे इतनी लंबी कौन देखेगा मैंने कहा पहले तुम डिसाइड कर लो तुमने क्या देखना है फिर वो कहते यार तुमने कितनी बड़ी फिल्म बनाई हमने दो घंटे की फिल्म बनाई अरे दो घंटे की फिल्म आज के टाइम में कौन देखता है फिर वेब सीरीज आ गई लोग पूरी रात रात भर बिंज वॉचिंग कर रहे हैं मैंने कहा आप देख तो रहे हो 8 घंटे की फिल्म आप सो नहीं रहे आप पूरी रात खाई जा रहे हो पेंडेमिक में वजन बढ़ा लिया आपने इतनी इतनी लंबी फिल्में देख के सो समटाइम्स फॉर एज प्रोड्यूसर्स एज डायरेक्टर्स एज स्क्रीन राइटर्स इट इज़ वेरी डिफिकल्ट सो आई थिंक यू वेन एवर यू आर एट अ स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट एंड वेन एवर आई स्टार्टेड एट अ पॉइंट इन लाइफ यू हैव टू बी कन्विंस विद योर सेल्फ
यस
Yeah, that is the confidence. Even if you go to speak to your parents or to your elder siblings, ki didi, I want to do this. I want to do this in life. I want to make a film or I want to be a writer. I want to do drama. I want to do theater. I want to pursue music. As an elder, they will first see how much are you convinced with your own self first. Aisa to nahi hai ki aaj aapne decision liya, 2 saal baad kahoge, chalo, now I want to be a travel blogger. Toh fir wahan chale gaye. 2 saal baad fir kuch kar liya. It works that way also, but the percentage is very less.
Yes, it's very true. And your conviction makes all the difference. Your passion makes all the difference. How you talk to the person, he's talking about the sibling or the friends or the parents. If you yourself are not convinced about what you are thinking, so it is 100% sure we are also parents. We also know that parents will never be convinced that you are serious about your profession.
The people who love me first. Because people who may not love me first, see, people who will love you first, they will give you a very unbiased and an honest opinion. Ki boss, this story is like, I think I've seen this in a Korean film, or it's a very wohi ghisa pita formula. But people who don't know you, I mean, they are then further going to be far more critical because they are not at all attached to you. People who love you, they will still want to see you grow, prosper, and actually prepare you not to fail in a film. Because the day you decide now you are about to start making a film, then it's not just your film. It's a film in which, you know, everybody has to participate and take a claim as a part of their role. Whether nobody says I want to get associated with a really bad made film. I want to be part of a hit film. Itne actors aate hain kehte hain, sir, hume na ek hit film karni hai. मैंने कहा हाउ डू यू डिसाइड अ फिल्म इज हिट बिफोर यू हैव इवन वर्कड इन इट बिफोर यू एक्चुअली रेड व्हाट द डायलॉग्स आर व्हाट योर सीन इज मैंने कहा सी द स्टेक समटाइम्स इज नॉट जस्ट योर्स इट इज ऑल्सो द डायरेक्टर्स स्टेक बिकॉज द डायरेक्टर हैज टू हैंडल ऑल द 200 एक्टर्स इन द फिल्म नॉट जस्ट यू अलोन
डेफिनेटली
द अदर्स एज वेल मे बी यू आर परफॉर्मिंग सो वेल एंड द पर्सन स्टैंडिंग ऑपोजिट टू यू इज लाइक डूइंग अ really not yes. so good job
yes yes
so that also happens
so Jasvi we have some people here who said that they have written stories so like writing a story as I said it is something in your head You have to visualize something. It's not without visualizing anything. And it is your leadership or your vision which brings it into reality. You make it a reality. Tell us about the visualization part of it and how you go through that process in completing your project.
Right.
How important it is to first visualize in your head and then, you know, sell the concept.
Right. So I think the first seller of the film is me, myself, and the first buyer is me, myself. If I can sell to myself more convincingly, then I think I'm on the right track to start. And as a maker, I am not a reader. I've come to the Department of English and Cultural Studies, and I believe you read. You read whatever is given to you in the textbooks. Maybe perhaps you are very good readers of novels, of a lot of literature, or maybe a lot of fiction. But I am not a reader. I am an observer. That's how it comes to me. I see action happening on the road. I listen to people talking on the road. I listen to all kind of accents, all kind of languages, all kind of music. So I am more of a listener and more of an observer. Partly I read also, and that is a bit of news. Partly facts that come to me, facts that are brought to me. And then I research to see whether it's valid or not. And that's how even I discovered the film Admitted. I was reading the newspaper in which on one page there was news about our film winning an award. And when you are curious to know, okay, you know your film has won the award because that just happened last night. So that's news to the world, but not news to you. So when I turned the pages, I saw Dhananjay in the news. And that's how I discovered, oh, I am from here and she's from here, and that is how we got acquainted, you know. So then I met her, and then the film started. So I am more of an observer, and then ever since after that, I never read anything about her. I wanted to observe everything firsthand, because still main kahi suni baaton mein nahi jata. Till I meet, till I investigate. Investigation is a big part of
So you try to learn your characters also,
everything,
who are part of the story.
Everything you make that is not, nothing happens to me just out of the fictional world. I pick characters that really exist.
You being a leader of your story, and you maybe having a big dream about your film, but if you have a bad team, I think it crashes. So what do you say about the teamwork, and what kind of team you have built up to give quality, you know, end product to the audiences? What do you say about the teamwork?
I think teamwork is the first major skill that anybody needs right now. And until and unless you are a freelancer, you are just a designer, and you just have to work on your laptop. If you want to grow, you want to build something that audience loves to read or loves to watch or loves to listen to at large, you are eventually going to enter into a process of building a team. Maybe if you are good into podcasting, so then you need somebody to record, maybe to write, or maybe somebody else to interview. So you can't be doing everything all by yourself.
That
right?
is true.
And what brings along with a good team is big diversity. You know, a big thought pool that travels along with, you know, when we have, when we are working with young children inside a film, you know, one of our next films that we'll be starting in 2024 deals with children. So until and unless you have a good team that can actually handle children on the set, then
you need to be on the same page if you have to deliver something.
And because all technicians come from various backgrounds, you know, they are not necessarily part of the same university, same college, or maybe trained on the same skill set. So you have to actually do that homework before you actually start hiring actors. If your cameraman is on the same page with you, if your editor is on the same page, normally people shoot the film and then they hire an editor.
Yeah.
So we don't do that. We have an editor first who will actually tell us, ki boss, this scene is too long. We are eventually going to cut it. So don't shoot it that long.
So sometimes we end up shooting that long.
So that saves your time also. If you have a good team, it's
like an army, na? You need to have a plan before you can start anything. If you're writing a book, and if you're not planned how big a book you want to write, so you can write endlessly. But then you write a book and then you go to a publisher and then publisher maybe will deny not to publish that book. Then what will happen to your dream? So you have to start meeting people and start building a team. Somebody is going to take care of certain aspects of your whole process. So we have a team of assistant directors, we have a team of editors, we have a team of visual compositors, we have sound designers, we have music composers, we have Foley editors. Then there's a big VFX team, there's a big marketing team, then there's a legal team, then there's a distribution team.
Yeah,
then somebody has to call up the film festivals and speak to the distributors. Ki are lante mall mein wo subah 9 baje kaun sa show lag raha hai. So there, you can't expect the director to do everything, na? But there is a plan. Somebody has to set the plan.
Yes.
It's like the same head of the institution has to lay down certain rules of how according. It's like being the captain.
So this is
do
what
you all
I am.
Follow any sport? Is anybody following cricket? Right? Football.
Everybody.
Or any sport. So a game in which you have 10 players or maybe more than 8 players, then everybody can't be playing the center forward all the time. Somebody has to be a wicket keeper, somebody has to bowl, somebody has to be the commentator. So you have to derive an analogy of whatever relates to you of how films even work.
As a filmmaker, there are different compartments of your company or your till your end product. You have to deal with various people. So we can say that it is the production, it is the direction, the and the major aspect of it is what you have produced, how you have to market it. That is very important. So I would like you share your insight about all these different departments of your filmmaking process. I think these are all very important for any filmmaker. So how do you deal separately with all these?
Right. So I'll tell you a very practical. Has anybody, of you read filmmaking as a subject, film studies as a subject? Anybody pursuing it as well as a separate course? Right. So and how? आप में से कितने लोग हों जो रियली फिल्म्स में इंटरेस्टेड हो यू वांट टू डू समथिंग इन फिल्म्स
देयर टू हैंड्स देयर
हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू वॉच फिल्म्स
एवरीवन
ऑल हैंड्स डाउन हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू डोंट वॉच फिल्म्स यू डोंट वॉच फिल्म्स यू रीड राइट सो गुड सो वी विल नॉट टॉक अबाउट यू वी विल टॉक अबाउट द ऑडियंस हू वॉचेस द फिल्म सो फिल्म मेकिंग इज ब्रॉडली the production part, and once the film is ready, then it's the marketing, release and distribution and the feedback part. So filmmaking is broadly into pre-production, production and post-production. That is the process of making that film. Pre-production consists of writing the script, hiring actors, doing the technical recce, finalizing the locations, finalizing everything that has to be ready. Like you just have done this event, you've prepared for it, right?
Yeah.
So right now, whatever is happening is the production stage. And after when this program will be out and photographs will be out, that will be the stage of post-production. When you put these photographs or these videos on the internet, and when people outside this whole observation area watch this, then it will be the release and distribution and the marketing stage. So till when you see films on the OTT or when you see films in the theater, that is a stage when they release the process called the release and the distribution process. Distribution essentially talks about availability of the film. Kis kis theater mein film lagi hai, kahan kahan film lagi hai, and then the process when the film is released, a process starts called promotion of the film.
Yeah.
Where you are traveling, where you are doing press conferences, you are meeting the fan group or people who admire your film or people who are wanting to watch your film or they have actually seen your film.
That is very important.
That is very important. Because that is where the feedback actually comes, whether the film has really done well or not, or maybe there's something that people liked about your film or not.
So what efforts you are making for the marketing, that part is very important. Commercialization of your project.
See, right now we have been blessed to, have the direct audience feedback. Our films we have made a very conscious call of releasing it direct to the audience. More than 30 films we have released for free on YouTube. अगर आज आपको बोला जाए एक फीचर फिल्म रिलीज हो रही है जो कि फ्री में आप देख सकते हो, कितने लोग देखने जाओगे?
Everyone.
नहीं नहीं 50% ही याद खड़े हैं, फ्री में भी 50% ही जा रहे हैं। बाकी लोग फ्री में नहीं जाओगे या टिकट लेके जाओगे?
टिकट
लेके कितने लोग जाओगे?
विद पॉपकॉर्न
मैं जाऊंगा। नहीं नहीं पॉपकॉर्न नहीं, मेरे को टिकट चाहिए। पॉपकॉर्न इज popcorn will go to the multiplex, it will not come to the producer. the ticket will come to the part of the ticket comes to the producer. So as a producer myself, I want to support the courage of any producer who says, okay boss, I am giving you something for free, will you value for free? How many of you actually use a website called Wikipedia? I use it. आपने कभी उसके ऊपर पढ़ा है कि विकिपीडिया इज फेसिंग क्राइसिस, यू कैन कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट और यू कैन डोनेट? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू एक्चुअली हैव कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटेड? आई कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट टू विकिपीडिया एवरी क्वार्टर, मतलब आई मीन द परसेंटेज ऑफ मनी विल ऑलवेज वेरी एज फार एज अ स्टूडेंट कैन डू एंड एज अ प्रोफेशनल कैन डू,
बट इट्स वंडरफुल टू सी दैट स्टूडेंट्स आर डूइंग,
सो व्हेन यू वंडरफुल व्हेन यू आर एक्सेसिंग इंफॉर्मेशन or entertainment for free, have you ever wondered why is it being given to you for free? How many of you use a website called google.com? How many of you watch YouTube? I watch it. Have you ever paid to watch YouTube? You have paid to watch YouTube, you subscribe to YouTube premium, correct? So there's only
few people,
I mean less than a percent people who actually pay to watch YouTube or something that comes to them for free. So how do you think creators who make those films sustain their life? Will you ever want to make a film or write a book or make a painting and just gift it out for free? Can you do that all your life?
No.
When that wasn't my dream either. Mera bhi sapna wo nahi tha. But I realize, you know, there are a lot of people right now who cannot afford. When I was a student, I found it very difficult every time spending 200 rupees watching a film in the theater. Because that perhaps that time that was the only accessible. We didn't have a Netflix or an yeah. Amazon Prime or a Sony Live or any of the OTT platforms that we actually watch. Dish TV tha, matlab,
normal
Dish ghar mein lagne shuru
Tata Sky and Airtel and other.
So we are trying to make it accessible. So just to give you an idea, our next film will be releasing for free. It's a feature film. It's going to be released in the theaters. It's going to be screening at almost all places. But if we make it available for free to all of you, will you watch it? Nahin, I need hands up for that. I cannot hear ya. So still there are 40% of people who say, even if you give it to us for free, we will watch it. Why not 100%? I put that question on to you. You don't value things come to you for free, or you want to reciprocate the gesture by saying don't give it to us for free because we are willing to support film producers, makers to make good meaningful films.
Actually, we have heard from someone saying the line ki itne mein itne milega. So that's why when we go out for free, so the quality is compromised in that case.
No, it's...
I am a national award winning filmmaker. I will give you on the stamp on the quality. Will you come to watch the film for free?
Absolutely.
How many of you can change the decision? Can you recommend one more person along with you to come and watch the film, sir?
It's not only about films, but there are also about some shows wherein we say that okay, it's for free, okay, then we have to compromise with the quality. So
will you read reviews and then come to watch the film?
Not all five fingers are same. Not all five fingers are same, but there have been instances like that.
Right. So, I mean, I understand that there is a kind of a fear. I mean, whether if something is coming to us free. For free, whether... how about the COVID vaccine? I mean, that was free. You took it. And you don't know what's gone in. I mean, I'm not sure what's gone in, but I'm fine. I mean, we have to trust sometimes, you know. It's the faith. So, I understand your faith and I understand how it goes, everybody will have their own opinion. So Shiba, if you are listening to this, 40% people are actually going to turn up for the film.
How many of you know that his film Admitted is on whom? Yes, yes, please. Yes. Yes, first transgender of your own university, Punjab University. And it was all shot in the campus. So big round of applause for the picture which brought laurels, not to him alone, but to the nation, to the campus itself also. Because it is all about the transgender, first transgender of Punjab University, and also it is shot in the campus. What prompted you first to take this subject, and how was your journey, and how do you feel now after getting the Rajat Kamal?
So basically there are three questions.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one, what prompted me to make this film is again curiosity. And I had shared that when I was traveling back from the Haryana International Film Festival, our film Zuban won the Best Actor Award. And I was reading news about our film, right?
Okay.
So in the same newspaper, in the city edition, I heard, I read an article about hostels not being given to transgenders at the Punjab University. So that fight, that plea is still on. I think that's still on. So I thought, if they are students and if they are part of the system, you know, why should they be allowed to stay outside? If, you know, somebody cannot afford a house outside, if they can only, they want to stay here within the campus, it makes them feel secure, and they can eat food in the mess, and perhaps they are willing to pay for it also. You know, nobody wants to run free all the time, you know. So that intrigued me. And then I spoke to the news office, and then Mona got me connected to Dhananjay. Mona is now my wife, and so she works for the Tribune, right? So she got me introduced to Dhananjay ji, and I call her Didi. So I met Didi, and I spoke to her, and I told her, Didi, I have read about you, and I have, before I go and meet anybody, it's done and said that I have done my part of research before I know inside out about that person. So I said that I am very curious about your life, and maybe this film actually that I have in mind will actually, you know, open the door for a lot more people who are actually cisgender people, who are actually right now also discovering their own gender, A, and then B, orientation. So these are two very different things, right?
Yes.
And till then, the section, I think 377 was not decriminalized, if I'm naming the section right now. That is, homosexuality was a crime till date by the Supreme Court, but that was removed. So, I mean, we have a Pride Week every year here at the Punjab University.
Yes.
So I filmed two consecutive Pride Weeks, and I was here inside the campus 2017-18 until the early 19s. And almost the filming happened for a year. Ek saal tak we filmed, our team moved, I was there, and trust me, I was the producer of that film. I didn't have funds that could last for more than a year, you know, hiring technicians. And so I took the camera on my shoulders, and I kept moving inside out. And while even I was walking in the corridors today, now even I know the spellings written on the washrooms, because I know inside out everything of how we filmed on the backside here. And we have to and we trace the journey of the entire 50 years, five decades of our life. I mean, it came with its own set of challenges. We had the first screening of Admitted at the Law Auditorium of Punjab University. So we had the press conference where we announced the film, it was ready. And I'd seen the trial of the film. And the day I'd seen the trial of the film, 2 days later, I called Dhananjay ji. For the trial of the film, we had a big preview room, and in the preview room, it was only her and me and my editor. So Dhananjay ji was sitting right there in the middle row. I was sitting in one corner. My editor was standing in the third corner. So we were not sitting इकट्ठे नहीं बैठे थे. सो दैट वॉज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग मोमेंट, यू नो, बिकॉज नाउ यू डोंट आइदर. दैट वॉज अ डिसाइसिव मोमेंट वेर आई कुड से ओके नाउ इज एट द राइट टाइम टू अनाउंस द फिल्म. इट वॉज रेडी एंड वंस द फिल्म वॉज ओवर, यू नो, शी डिडंट मूव, शी केप्ट सिटिंग एंड आई थॉट कि शिट, ये तो बहुत गलत हो गया, ये तो मुझे लगता है कि तो पिक्चर बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं आई इनको. तो शी स्टार्टेड वीपिंग. शी सेड कि ये मेरे ना आपने पूरे 45-40 साल जो है ना मेरी पूरी रील चला दी आपने मेरे सामने, मुझे समझ नहीं आ रहा कि कौन सा दर्द उठाऊं और कौन सा छुपाऊं. तो शी गॉट अप, शी हग्ड मी एंड देन शी रोट मी अ नोट एंड दैट नोट इज़ आई थिंक राइट नाउ बिगर देन द रजत कमल फॉर मी, वेयर शी सेज कि मेरी लाइफ को इससे ज़्यादा कोई नहीं समझ सका जितना आप समझे. तो शी हैड रिटन दैट इन हिंदी. So I'm just summarizing what she wrote, and I have a picture. My editor, he said, yeah, I will not lose this opportunity to click that moment. And I mean, we were not pretending to be clicked either, but वो दूर से जैसे वो लिख रहे हैं और वो फोटो खींच ली. So that has a memory. Now we have a episode of 100 days when the film actually ran successfully for 100 days, you know. So we had a special episode on 100 days of Admitted, and we drove from the shooting venue till Elante Mall. We ran up the escalators and वहाँ पे भी picture Amazon station पे चल रही है. And we're like कि यार इतना. And if you even go and see it on YouTube right now, you will see. I think I have stopped counting the comments on that video. And actually people have actually opened up writing in the comment section that this happened with me. And now I found a safe place where I actually can go and apply for my graduation or my post-graduation program. And thank you, Punjab University, for creating that environment for the third gender.
So actually, I would like to share here that after this film, there's a lot of recognition she also got and a lot of awareness created among the masses, like normal people like us. We would, you know, give respect to the transgender. And I would really request you all to please go and see that film and see what all efforts have gone behind that filmmaking. It is of...
It's a feature, it's a 2-hour
premiere. It's
1 hour, 58 minutes.
58 minutes. So you please go and see, and it will bring change in your thinking and your awareness also. And in that 1 year, we have seen the journey of Dhananjay also. She's been accepted and she's been invited all over the country for, you know, sharing her experiences.
The Pride Walk has grown. I mean, when we announced the film on August 22nd, 2018, now you understand that the 5 years have gone by. So even when I look at my interviews, I look very different. Yes. Even during the making of the film, my beard changed 5 times. मेरे बाल बदल गए, मेरी दाढ़ी बदल गई. And I was looking, so when people saw, he said, ki, we are also looking at changing shades of Ojaswi, we are looking at changing shades of Dhananjay, and we are looking at changing shades of the film. I said, what are you, for God's sake, watching in the interviews, you know? मैंने कहा, focus on the film. We announced and I told that this picture, I'll give it to the world for free, because I cannot restrict this film into cinema halls. We have to liberate this as a film. So, making it free actually sometimes liberates it. It also stops a process of piracy, of corruption. Actually wanted people of all age groups and especially the community, because they are also feared up ki hame mainstream kitna accept karega. So we actually had mainstream talking about the trans community in the whole film. And I claimed that the film will be available for free, and till date it is available for free despite all offers coming from every big distributor right
so
now.
You'll go and see and find many familiar faces of Punjab University in that film, and you would be able to connect to the film because you are in the campus, and it is all about the campus life also and about her life. And to add to it, I don't know how many of you know that during this whole struggle they have also been successful in getting the first transgender washroom in the Punjab University campus.
It's for them. This is for them. I was just able to show how the whole momentum was actually taken up, and it led to success. So and that still is there at the student center.
Yes, and PU campus is the first one in the whole country to have provided this facility to a transgender. So that is all about you people belonging to this campus. Ojasvi, you have made films giving a lot of socially relevant subjects, you know, to the audiences. First, I would like to know what do you feel about the social responsibility quotient for the audiences when you are making a film, and also throw some light, as you have thrown some light on admitted, you have many more subjects on which you have worked which are socially relevant to the society. So I would like you to share what all other socially relevant films you have made, some few lines about each, and how important it is for the audiences.
Ever since the day I was born, and ever since the day you have all been born, films have played a major role in our lives. I mean, मैं कहता हूँ कि शादी से पहले प्री वेडिंग शूट भी होता है ना, तो दैट वो भी फिल्मों की देन है. इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू वेयर ग्रेट कॉस्ट्यूम्स, यू वॉन्ट टू लुक मेजेस्टिक, यू वॉन्ट टू लुक लाइक समवन, फिल्म्स सर्व एज अ ग्रेट रेफरेंस पॉइंट. म्यूजिक इज अ पार्ट ऑफ आवर लाइव्स, एंड इमेजिन अ वर्ल्ड विदाउट फिल्म्स, देन इमेजिन द वैक्यूम दैट विल बी क्रिएटेड. सो आई कैन नॉट इमेजिन अ डे व्हेन, इवन लुक एट द पेंडेमिक, what were people actually doing? They were watching films only. So if you were not attending the university, you were not allowed to go and play your favorite sport, you were not allowed to meet your friends, so you would do a Zoom call, you would do a WhatsApp call, and that is also part of a video call. So you were actually exchanging your information with them, and there were stories that were being created. Now you see there are like thousands of films just on the lockdown, and I've just seen a very beautiful film very recently called Bheed in the theaters. That is again a film on something that happened during the lockdown. So I've made films, I can start naming them. Zuban was the first film that actually hit 17 film festivals. It started this journey from Vancouver, then it went to North America, then it went to Britain, then it came to India, NFDC, jo IFFI film festival hota hai Goa mein, that is the film festival by the government of India, then we took our films there. Zuban was based on the witness protection bill, which still has not become an act. So if you are a student of law, or if you understand crime, then you will understand that, you know, if somebody witnesses a crime, they will not become एक गवाह नहीं बनते वो, बिकॉज देर आर एम्पल विटनेस प्रोटेक्शन फैसिलिटीज अवेलेबल, राइट? सो दैट फिल्म स्पोक अबाउट दैट मैटर. आर नेक्स्ट फिल्म द लास्ट डेट स्पोक अबाउट अ मैन्स लव विद हिज लैंड. इट्स अ फार्मर्स सन हुज गॉन टू कैनेडा एंड कम्स बैक, एंड इट्स अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट डिसीजन टू सेल द लैंड टू सेव अ फैमिली मेम्बर्स लाइफ. सो कुछ लोगों के लिए उनकी ज़मीन ही उनका सब कुछ होती है, उनका अस्तित्व होता है, उनकी गहराई होती है, उनकी पहचान होती है कि जी हम ज़मींदार हैं, या इस ज़मीन से ही हमें अन्न मिलता है, ज़मीन से ही हमें पैसा मिलता है, ये ज़मीन ही उपजाऊ है. तो ज़मीन को, धरती को हिंदुस्तान में माँ का दर्जा दिया जाता है. सो हाउ कैन यू सेल समथिंग दैट इज़ योर लाइफ टू सेव समवन हु इज़ योर लाइफ. सो दैट इज़ द dichotomy that was struck in that film, and that film also did really well in the film festival. So initially when we started, the films built on critical acclaim, which was far more thoda fulfilling tha, because sometimes when it's like giving an exam, if you're getting good marks and still not getting a good job, you're still happy that you're getting good marks, but then you have to wait to break through into the mainstream market, right? And then I made films like Badalti Soch, which was on rural health. And it was, we did that project, and I was very happy that for the first time, the director health services of Chandigarh actually collaborated with us to do a film. And that film, we didn't create a set, we actually took a proper dispensary of the government, and we actually did film there. So that was, as an independent producer, you understand your share of challenges. So you're not willing to make films that are of very longer length, right? Then we did a film called Lucky Kabutar that was released on PTC Punjabi, and that is still running on TV. So imagine a film released in 2018 and still running on television 5 years down the line. So that struck a chord within the Punjabi market. We made that film in Punjabi language, and people love that film when they watch it. And that film was on Kabutarbazi. So if you understand what Kabutarbazi is, and you can write good humor around it, so that film was Lucky Kabutar. So the kabutars who get lucky are called Lucky Kabutars. That was the line. So everything always carried an underlining message. So we were not really selling the message. We were actually focusing on the story, and then the message was something that came as like that seasoning that comes with the pizza, you know. So, you know, you're not buying the pizza always for the seasoning. You would buy the pizza, but that seasoning comes along with that. Absolutely. And that adds to the flavor of your whole dish. So after that, I started filming. So we spent around 2 years filming Admitted nearly, and then made a film called Chaurasi. Then I happened to film the 100 years of Jallianwala Bagh massacre. So that was a life-changing moment for us, where I actually had to film the real descendants of the martyrs of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. So imagine us going to their homes and see them cry in front of your eyes, and imagine how that would make you feel. And the entire crew is...
And making them ready to come out with the stories.
And openly, you know, talk about ki government ne ye nahi kita, wo nahi kita, and then there's a lot of censorship involved in that, and you know, you can't go totally against or totally in favor, because there is a soaring point. And the underlining thing was that if the people will forget you, then who will give life for the country? The people easily move on, you know, say, okay, move on in life. You meet Fauji people, you meet people who have actually lost their lives. You meet the common citizen who has lost their life for the country, and they will not let you forget that someone from their family died so that you could attain freedom and independence and become a liberated nation, and you could talk about all these matters that really matter to you. And then we brought the film festivals in India.
Yes.
Sick Lens film festivals in India. Now, cut to forward, I happen to film a lot of documentaries on the social and humanitarian issues across Punjab, everywhere. Made films on a lot of NGOs. So when our film Admitted and all these films people had started watching, so they actually started coming to me and said ki hamare liye bhi kuch bana do and hamare liye bhi kuch bana do. And that was a time when you actually, when things come from the reverse order, how do you measure success? As an artist, as a director, if you are making a film, and once your film is there into the market, and then you are approached by more people to make films. That so is that not a measure of success?
True. Yes.
If you are an author and people come to you say, "Agli kitab likho," we are willing to pay and buy all the 1 lakh copies that you make. And you are like, "Chode ho jaoge na." And that is a point where your team comes into the picture. So never forget those people who stood with you in that phase of the time when you were nothing. And that is the moral that came to me at that time, that un logon ko kabhi nahi bhulna jo aapke sath tab the jab aap kuch bhi nahi the. Jab aap kuch ban jate ho, so now everybody is all with us, and we are working with the longest time people. Now the next film is Rab Di Awaaz. Yeah, so we'll be releasing this film in, it's a feature film, and I will again say we have a unique way to release that film, and it will be released this summer in 2023. So I hope you all watch the film.
Yes, definitely. They need to go and watch the film and see how.
Even if you don't go, I have a way where the film can come to you. But you have to tell me if you're going to watch it or not.
Yes, the screening can be organized in the Punjab University itself for the students. So so friends, we have seen that how many films he has made. They have a hidden socially relevant message for the society, and then people are approaching him for making more films. What do you call about the creative expression, how important it is for any film how do you, we say that it is your inner moonlight to express your thoughts. So what do you contribute, that creative expression in the field of visual art? How do you take that?
I take that very positively. I think
it's important.
It's important. It's something. Filmmaking is a very experiential thing. You know, if you are watching a film and it's right there running on the television or in the theater, it is stimulating you. Maybe you are observing what the two characters or the multiple characters are talking. Maybe you are invested in that fight sequence. Maybe you will relate. Maybe you will unrelate. Maybe it will disturb you. Maybe you will let it go. There are a lot of films I have worked out watching myself, my own films, where I have been totally disturbed and I have gone back and I said, ki nahi, I have to fix it back again so that people don't detach from the film. My cameraman sitting here, he asked me sometimes, you know, why are we still filming the whole film after we have wrapped up the schedule? I said, I'm still not convinced. बारिश का पानी अच्छे से नहीं गिरा है तो जब तक वो अच्छे से नहीं गिरेगा हम बारिश होने की वेट करेंगे और हम उसको शूट करेंगे. So that is the whole process.
That is how it touches the
heart. Because when you see, when you click a photograph of the rain, how can you click a photograph of a rain? You will have to closely go to rain water following and those droplets and express rain has happened. But when you're shooting a film, there is a sound of a thunderstorm, there are people running here and there, koi chhata leke, koi kitab leke, koi gaadi mein ja raha hai, koi pani chhalkate hue ja raha hai, koi usko koi daant raha hai ki tu dekh ke gaadi nahi chala sakta. So then you bring a lot of energy when you are actually filming a sequence of the film, and then you are also thinking ki how did the team shoot this sequence, because cameraman bhi barish mein khada hoga na, तो उसके ऊपर भी एक छाता लेके खड़ा है और उसके पीछे लाइटमैन का भी छाता लेके खड़ा है. सो देयर इज अ बिग टीम इन्वॉल्वड इन आल्सो यू नो कवरिंग दैट सीन, एंड देन एज एन ऑडियंस यू आर एक्चुअली वंडरिंग व्हाई इतनी मेहनत इन्होंने इस सीन के लिए क्यों की होगी. सो देन वी स्टार्टेड विद अ प्रोसेस कॉल्ड डॉक्यूमेंटिंग ऑफ हाउ वी फिल्म दैट सीन. सो दीज आर बिहाइंड द सीन्स दैट एक्चुअली केम इन टू पिक्चर, वेयर यू एक्चुअली डिस्क्राइब द प्रोसेस ऑफ हाउ यू आर मेकिंग दैट फिल्म. सो समटाइम्स process is far more interesting to us than the actual film sometimes.
So it's actually, it is a moment in a film, but then you take long time to...
कुछ किस्से हमारे भी तो होते हैं ना उसको बनाने के.
That is true. So now coming to the language part.
Yes.
See, we'll agree with it that the knowledge of language is a doorway to wisdom. And your thought process is, you know, expressed in a language in which you are working. So what do you want to share about the role of language in filmmaking, and how would you like to share your insight about it?
Right. So language, there is called grammar, and B, then there is the language. So language, when we consider language in a film, it is majorly expressed through dialogues of the film.
Dialogues.
Screenplay may not be in a proper language. It may be slightly unstructured, because screenplay is something that the audience will never read. They will only hear dialogues. So whatever you write is actually audio. And the screenplay scenes are basically of how the camera has to be framed, how to, if a scene requires much. So that is majorly the scene description, right? So language is very important, because you have to give words to every character in the film. And India majorly falls into now multiple languages. Hindi being spoken by a large set of population.
Yeah.
English is merely subtitles in the film. Now if you see that, I think I have grown up watching Indian films in Hindi language. That is my growing up years. When we reached a stage when I crossed my 20s, I started watching films in other languages, such as Telugu, Malayalam, Marathi, Bengali, and everything came with English subtitles. So accuracy of subtitles also started mattering after a point of time, where people who were avid readers started, you know, pointing out mistakes in subtitles or maybe scene descriptions. So language became very important. If we talk about the language English, it comes bits and parts in their dialogues, but there are very few or rarely films that are made in 100% English language in India. The percentage is very less. I think we need data from the Central Board of Film Certification to give us that. The largest number of films are made in the language Hindi, followed by vernacular languages, as we say. So language is very important, because that is what becomes the sound part of the whole film.
So maybe your message for students from English department here, because tomorrow they may be writing dialogues for a film, maybe post-production team part, maybe something else, you know, doing related to the filmmaking or story writing or understanding. You may be, in any area of your life, but you have to understand language and how you have to express. Maybe you are a translator somewhere. Some student can be a translator. So what is your, message for the youth with respect to language, how important it is?
Right. So my first, takeaway from here is, you need to have command over your main language on which you have practiced and which you have studied first. Because that will become a part of the degree. No matter however you may diversify in life, people will say, oh, okay, you are from this department and you have studied this language. So that tag will always carry along with you, nonetheless, you reach whichever heights in life, right? And then B, you need to have a respect for all the other languages. I mean, we are Indians. No language is above the other. Everybody has a respect for their own language, bhasha, boli, dialect. When you know you are making films, you need to know the language in which the nation speaks and the nation understands. You'll see technicians, you'll see film directors, you'll see film actors meeting and greeting in English. But when it comes to making films, they are making it in Hindi, right? Right? So you'll have people who work in Hindi films, you suddenly see them doing Telugu films also. You see a lot of actors who do Hindi films, suddenly you see them doing Punjabi films. You see a lot of Punjabi actors doing Hindi films. Even if the screenplay is being written in English, it is being done in the language it is intended to be censored in. The Central Board of Film Certification actually censors a film in a particular language. Now you see posters of a film, this film is available releasing in Hindi, Malayalam, Telugu, English, in all languages. It means now maybe that film has been shot in multiple languages or that film has been dubbed in those languages. I remember the first time I saw a dubbed program was a cartoon. Cartoon Network started coming to India in Hindi language. Pogo channel and all these channels, Discovery channel started coming in that language. So when you have to make your story reach out to a different audience, you need to follow the language the audience understands. So that is my thought for all of you, is that you need to understand the language in which actually your film is going to be made and it's going to be released. So follow that language.
I want to know, there are a lot of youngsters here. How many of you are reading books also today? It improves your language, what I feel. So are you into reading habit also? Because in technology era, not many people are reading books these days. How many hands are there who read book?
Magazines.
How many of you read Instagram?
How important reading habit is for doing anything maybe related to the language or the any profession which they are going to go?
See, I'll go with one thought. It will always depend on what era are you reading. If you're reading Shakespeare, maybe the society that we observe doesn't communicate in that language at all.
Yes.
So sometimes there is a striking contrast in what we are reading and what we are living. So maybe you want to read Dan Brown, you want to read any XYZ book. I'm not very familiar with a lot of books. I'll be honest to say that. Because I told you in the beginning, I'm not a reader. I'm an observer. So my handpicking is from the observations, but if you're reading, but then you need to find your comfort zone. And it's very good and very right to believe and live in your comfort zone also. because that forms your expression. If you're reading all stories set in New York or all love stories, I mean, very few stories will come as a love story coming from Bangladesh, and you would not be really excited to read about it. Maybe there are stories that have been written on the partition of India. You know, we have great authors who come from India. And how many of you read Indian authors, as I may ask? Magazines, correct. So magazines is a form of reading current trends as well, as I may see it. Magazines, because they will tell you things which are more topical, and they are being written by writers just like all of us who join magazines or become contributing writers and write. So through magazines, I understand we read a lot of modern day language,
variety as well,
right? And when I'm reading novels, I'm reading a country, an expression, maybe a British author has written that, maybe an American author has written that, maybe an African author has written that, maybe I'm reading a book called The Train to Pakistan by Kushwant Singh. That was not written today, because today no train runs to Pakistan, no train comes back. So the whole expression evolves, and gradually internet has actually shortened the way. Now I used to receive a message called OK, now I just receive K. Now expressions have gone from language to emojis. How many of you agree on that?
Maximum people.
I have seen a language called Hinglish.
Yes.
Because natively we are all born and brought up in our languages, and then we are taught a certain language. So then we behave both ways, and some people choose to walk the middle path. So they write Hindi, but they choose the Latin script. So that is Hinglish. And 10 years back, I didn't know this word existed. Now, yes. If I go and search for this word in English, so it is like Hindi written in English. Yes. But the reverse is not happening. So keep on reading, and it's very fair. It's very nice to believe what you read, live in that world, and then see if you can do with whatever knowledge that you have acquired out of it. How can you put it to actual use? That is where the actual game will start. Reading will not just help you. Nobody has earned from reading. You know, I have not seen anybody making a life out of reading. Reading empowers. But then when you are empowered, what will you do to make a living or help other people? That is what is going to make the difference.
Very well said. Thank you, Ojaswi. I think, yes, reading habit should be inculcated in each one of you. It will grow you many fold in terms of knowledge, in terms of vocabulary, in terms of description. You know, something you are reading a scene in a film, in a book, and how it describes about the flowers, the scenery, the hills, anything. It is always, you know, you are taken to that scene, you know, in your vision when you are reading it. So it is all about gaining knowledge from those books. Ojaswi, I would like to know if you would like to share with the students about your other projects you are undertaking apart from filmmaking.
Frankly, I don't get much time. Some campaigns.
Yeah.
So if I feel for a cause, I will produce a campaign around it. So that's how I try to support any cause, whether it be for, you know, when COVID happened, I think we were the first producers to have a running campaign on India Fights Coronavirus on 22nd of March. Right now, people didn't even know what were the precautions and that they were just reading rumors. So we started doing with that. When I got involved with Rotary, they do a very iconic project called The Dinner in the Dark. And so I thought if you are being served food by the visually impaired persons, and people need to know about the experience that they're going to have inside when they are being served food in a pitch dark room.
Yes.
And you're supposed to, you know, आपको वो महसूस करवाएंगे कि how do they eat food without even seeing what it even looks like, and can you still, you know, see the difference? And we should always, you know, हमें अच्छा महसूस होना चाहिए कि everything in us works pretty much normal than a lot of people. And so I did campaigns for them, then I did campaigns for healthcare. So I've tried to help the community or do my bit. I don't know if I have been able to help or not, but I chose my medium of making films and empowered, try to help them as much as possible and not charge anything for it. So that was my way of doing it, that I could just offer a part of my skill, and if it could benefit them, it could help raise them awareness, it could help fundraise for their projects. And if I could be a brand ambassador to certain causes, I was happy. I'm still happy to do that.
What message you would like to share with the youth who are going to take entry into the filmmaking or writing stories, or, you know, going into the production or marketing for that matter? So these are all part of your filmmaking. So what message you would like to give to the youth?
Trust me. यूथ को मैसेज नहीं देना चाहिए.
He is a youth himself. He comes in that category. And you see his growth. No, but then you can inspire them.
I think I learn. I am still learning. And I cannot give you any message. But I would just give you, think if you believe in something that you want to do in life, thoda sa walk in that direction. And before, घर से नहीं भागना किसी चीज के लिए. घर से बिल्कुल नहीं भागना, अपनी फैमिली से बिल्कुल नहीं लड़ना. बिकॉज रिमेंबर, समटाइम्स पीपल नो हाउ टू एंटर समथिंग बट दे डोंट नो हाउ टू एग्जिट इफ इट डजंट वर्क. सो अंटिल एंड अनलेस यू डोंट हैव एन एग्जिट प्लान, यू नीड सम पीपल टू कम्फर्ट यू. मे बी दैट कुड बी योर बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स, मे बी दैट कुड बी योर फैमिली. एंड आई एम ब्लेस्ड दैट आई फाउंड बोथ अ गुड फैमिली दैट कुड अंडरस्टैंड इफ आई फेल्ड. जस्ट भी कोई बात नहीं, यू स्टिल हैव अ लाइफ, यू विल डू समथिंग इन लाइफ. इफ यू आर लीडिंग अ पर्पसफुल लाइफ, गो लिव इट, दैट्स इट. सो इफ फिल्म मेकिंग डज दैट फॉर यू, इफ राइटिंग डज दैट फॉर यू, इफ जस्ट वॉचिंग फिल्म डज दैट फॉर यू, इफ जस्ट गोइंग ऑन अ वकेशन डज दैट फॉर यू, इफ मेकिंग ब्लॉग्स और मेकिंग वीडियो लॉग्स और मेकिंग इंस्टाग्राम रील्स, वट एवर ट्रेंड्स दैट यू मे वॉन्ट टू फॉलो, यू वॉन्ट टू मेक अ पॉडकास्ट, यू वॉन्ट टू डू एनीथिंग, you want to be an author, you want to just enjoy making food and making videos of how you made food in the middle of the night, if that gives you joy, do it and you will find your way.
In short, follow your passion. Your passion.
I can only say that because I followed that. How can I give an advice which I didn't follow? Jis raste main nahi chala, maine wo kya batana tha? I walked that path, na. And trust me, believe in yourself, na. Gym jaate ho, kitne log exercise karte ho?
So many hands.
Kitne log mobile phone use karte ho? Aur ye bhi 100% nahi hai. Phone nahi hai tum logon ke paas. सबके पास है तो फोन तो सारे यूज करते हो.
सो दे आर नॉट रेजिंग हैंड्स.
फोन की बैटरी खत्म होती है कभी? तो क्या एज इट स्टॉप्ड यू फ्रॉम नॉट यूजिंग इट? बैटरी खत्म होगी तो चार्ज कर लेंगे, है ना? सो द फियर दैट द बैटरी विल रन आउट, मे बी योर मनी विल रन आउट, बट दैट डजंट स्टॉप यू फ्रॉम यूजिंग इट एंड एंजॉयिंग इट, एंड दैट इज लाइफ. सो इफ यू फाउंड अ वे, वॉक ऑन इट, एंड रेस्ट ऑल लीव इट टू फेट. कुछ फेट भी काम करोगे ना. थैंक यू.
Thank you so much, Ojasvi.
Sunil Das sir baithe hain piche, and when I was pursuing my mass communication from USOL, I was actively directing a film at that time. I was working on a television serial, and I had to be empaneled on Doordarshan. So at that time they said ki you should have a degree, even if you have a good working experience, you still need to have a degree that can actually fit into the फ्रेमवर्क ऑफ द क्वालिफिकेशन पार्ट. आई सेड नॉलेज काम नहीं आएगी. कहते नहीं आएगी, एक बार यू गेट इनटू द जॉब फिर नॉलेज ही काम आएगी, बट यू नीड अ प्रोग्राम. अब इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट, यू नो, यू आर वर्किंग फ्रॉम मॉर्निंग 7 o'clock टू मे बी यू नो 8 o'clock 9 o'clock एंड देन यू कम होम. एंड आई गॉट एनरोल्ड एंड माई फॉर्म एंड माई डिपार्टमेंट फेल इन अंडर हिम, राइट. सो वेन आई हैड टू गिव द फाइनल एग्जाम, सो आई थिंक इन माई मार्कशीट 100 marks का था, तो किसी में अब एडवर्टाइजिंग, पब्लिक रिलेशंस, टेलीविजन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग, दीज वर द सब्जेक्ट. इन ऑलमोस्ट एवरी एग्जाम आई हैड स्कोर्ड क्लोज टू अराउंड 90 marks, तो बिकॉज आई हैड दैट प्रैक्टिकल नॉलेज. ओनली इन द प्रैक्टिकल एग्जाम. सर, ये प्रैक्टिकल वाला किस्सा आप बताओ.
मैं इसको ऑलवेज करेक्ट करता हूँ, फेल नहीं किया. आपने प्रैक्टिकल असाइनमेंट ऐसे की थी ताकि फेल हो जाओ, पर मैंने इसको पास कर दिया मैंने आपको, क्योंकि आपके पास डिग्री है. अगर मैं फेल करता तो आपको डिग्री नहीं होती. तो मीन्स वर्क तो इसलिए नहीं, मतलब वर्क वो जिसने ऐसा किया था कि फेल होने लायक, फिर भी मैंने तो पास कर लिया था.
ठीक है, तो मैंने कहा था कि ये किस्सा हम तब सुनाएंगे जब हम कुछ लाइफ में बन जाएंगे, है ना सर, है ना. तो मतलब आई वॉज प्रैक्टिकली मेकिंग फिल्म, तो मेरे प्रैक्टिकल में सबसे कम नंबर आए थे, क्योंकि उसमें ना ऐसे क्वेश्चन आए थे, ये ना फोटो की कैप्शन लिख दो. तो इसकी क्या कैप्शन लिखनी है, क्योंकि एट दैट टाइम दैट जॉब वॉज टू बी डन बाय द असिस्टेंट डायरेक्टर. अब उस वक्त मैं ये नहीं सोच सकता था कि मैं आके बोलूं कि करिकुलम में चेंज करो, ये चीज़ें बहुत डिफरेंट है, ये एक्चुअल लाइफ में बहुत डिफरेंट है. मतलब आई कुडंट डू दैट एट दैट टाइम, बट नाउ ये चीज़ हमारा एक जिंदगी भर का किस्सा बन गया है सर. पक्का हो गया ना,
बिल्कुल बन गया.
तो आज ठीक है,
आगे से क्रैक करना,
आगे से करो.
व्हाट आर द बेसिक एंड द ब्रॉड चैलेंजेस व्हिच यू हैव फेस्ड during your journey of a decade? When you started your journey, you were not sure where you are heading to, whether you will be able to survive or you have to change your line. So what are your challenges in this one decade of your career? Maybe that will help these people.
Good. क्या करता है फिल्म डायरेक्टर, किसी ने मुझे पूछा. कहता है आप कैमरा चलाते हो. मैं कहा नहीं, वो सिनेमेटोग्राफर का काम है. आप पिक्चर एडिट करते हो. मैंने कहा नहीं, वो तो फिल्म एडिटर का काम है. कि तो आप क्या करते हो. आप पिक्चर में म्यूज़िक देते हो. मैं कहा नहीं, अगर गाने हैं तो वो म्यूज़िक डायरेक्टर का काम है, और अगर वो फिल्म का बैकग्राउंड स्कोर है तो वो कंपोज़र का काम है. तो आप क्या गाने लिखते हो. मैं कहा नहीं, वो लिरिसिस्ट का काम है. कह रहे तो आप डांस करवाते हो. मैं कहा नहीं, वो कोरियोग्राफर का काम है. कहते तो आप पिक्चर में पैसे डालते हो. कहते नहीं, वो प्रोड्यूसर का काम है. तो आप क्या करते हो. मैं कहा मैं इन सब लोगों को जोड़ देता हूँ. दूसरा चैलेंज था जब मैं घर आया अपनी पहली फिल्म बना करके, मेरे नानी जी पूछते ठीक ठाक पैसे कमा लेता है कि नहीं. बिकॉज देयर इज नोबडी हु पेज अ डायरेक्टर, ओनली द डायरेक्टर इज एन एंटरप्रेन्योर. You have to discover your own script. You have to discover your next purpose in life. एक पिक्चर जब आपकी चल जाती है, the challenge begins after that. जब मैं नेशनल अवार्ड लेने, when I walked and I met President ma'am. So वो 30 seconds जब मैं चल के गया ना, तो मेरी सारी ज़िंदगी की रील चल रही थी, और मैं सोच रहा था shit, इसके बाद अगली पिक्चर क्या आएगी वो मुझे नहीं पता, है ना. So expectations, meeting expectations every time, making your film purposeful. And every time you need to see happy faces. Are we able to see happy faces today? So that was a challenge. That will remain a challenge throughout. Every time you have to go out and prove yourself like you have never done before. So every film we start from zero. We have to wash out all expectations. And everybody will start comparing you to your own self. Iski pichli film chali thi, agli nahi chali. ऐसा अभी भी साहब पूछते हैं, आप डॉक्यूमेंट्री बनाते हो फिल्म बनाते हो. अब आप मुझे बताओ, डॉक्यूमेंट्री फिल्म है कि फिल्म डॉक्यूमेंट्री है. आई से डॉक्यूमेंट्री इज अ जॉनर ऑफ फिल्म. देयर इज अ म्यूजिकल फिल्म, देयर इज अ ड्रामा फिल्म, देयर इज एन एक्शन फिल्म, देयर इज अ कॉमेडी फिल्म, लाइक देयर इज अ डॉक्यूमेंट्री फिल्म. सो दैट इज अ सबसेट ऑफ फिल्म. सो दीज आर चैलेंजेस यू फेस ऑन अ डेली लाइफ, बट आई एम हैप्पी टू टॉक अबाउट देम एवरी टाइम आई मीट. But I think I get witty and quirkier every time. I have to be very creative in the way I have to answer my own self. Ki maine khud ko satisfy kiya ki nahi ye baat kya hai.
That is true. Ajasvi, we are really grateful to you for sharing your vision with the audiences today. So they are all charged up and will take away a lot of things from your words of wisdom, and maybe that will help them in building their careers and their path ahead. So I'm sure you're going to motivate them. So what I want to wrap up with is never limit your always and your nevers. Go ahead with your passion and work towards it. That is very important. Thank you so much.
All good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.